Penguin Random House Audio presents Echoes of Scotland Street by Samantha Young, read for you by L. Newlands. Prologue. Scotland Street, Edinburgh. I think I'd worn Gran out with my music and my yapping on and on about Ewan. Her eyes kept fluttering closed and popping open, and she'd mutter, "Oh dear," every once in a while. My boyfriend, the aforementioned Ewan, would be in Edinburgh soon to pick me up, so I saw no harm in waiting out on Gran's front stoop and letting her take a much-needed nap. When I kissed her papery cheek and said goodbye, Gran offered me a warm smile, her lids already drooping. Letting myself out of the large house, I hesitated a moment in the spacious hallway. Her house hadn't seemed so big when Grandad was alive, but ever since he'd passed away 3 years ago, the house magically grew bigger and colder. Whenever I could, as I had done last night, I'd travel from my parents' house in our small town to stay with Gran for the night, sometimes even the whole weekend. Since Gran's house had always felt more like home than my parents did, I took any opportunity I could to stay with her. However, I couldn't stay the whole weekend because Ewan's band was playing a gig tonight and he wanted me there. He was the band's bassist. I was really excited to see him play, although I wasn't much looking forward to girls trying to chat him up after the show, like my friend Carol warned me would probably happen. Shutting Gran's door, I turned and walked down a few steps to stand near the bottom of the stoop so Ewan could see me. He was 17, a few years older than me, and had just gotten his driver's license. He liked any old excuse to drive his wee banged-up Punto, so I didn't feel bad about dragging his arse all the way to Edinburgh.